tonight, Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Ty Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America. He promised his mother that he would write and tell her about his adventures. So now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia. In a few more days, it's going to be the new year. Reason I'm not this is because this week, 6 banks are sending me 3 calendars. And they all would like I should bring them some money. Mamma mia, I'm thinking it would be much better if I was to send them 3 calendars and they was to bring me money. But you should see these 6 calendars. 3 of them has got pictures of dogs. 1 has got a picture of a bank. Another has got a picture of the Grand Canyon. And the last one has got a picture of a beautiful girl. Mamma mia, she's wearing the less clothes than Uncle Pietro's got. Anyway, I'm going to need all these calendars, so I'm going to throw away 5 of them. Now I got something on my wall I'm always wanted. Picture of the Grand Canyon. Someday, Mamma Mia, maybe you come to America and you're going to see how the people here, they celebrated the New Year's. Dancing and singing and hollering and whistling. Then at 12 o'clock at midnight, the lights go out, the fellas is a kiss of the girls is a kiss of the fellas. Everybody is a kiss. This is a democracy. Last New Year's Eve, when the lights was to go out, I was standing next to Pasquale's fat daughter, Rocha. Mamma mia, I'm a thought that the whole of democracy was a fall on me. But I'm sure I'm going to have a good time with this New Year's. But one thing would make it perfect. In America, is the custom on New Year's Eve, everybody is a call up his mama and a wish you a happy New Year. Oh, I wish I had enough money to call you up and hear your voice again. Well, it's no use to dream, besides it's the time I should go to my night school class, so I'm going to finish this letter later.
All right, class. Quiet, quiet. Good. Now I'll call the roll. Mr. Basco?
Here.
Mr. Horowitz?
Here.
Mr. Olson?
Yes.
Mr. Schultz?
Why not? You are so quick on the trigger, my name should be Roy Rogers.
Mr. Schultz, please. Now, class, our lesson today is geography, and we will review the important rivers of the United States. Mr. Horowitz, you may name the 8 great rivers.
With pleasure. The Mississippi, the Potomac, the Delaware, the Ohio,
I'll give you a hint. There's one river associated with the name of an automobile.
You mean there's a Flivver River?
No. It's the Hudson.
Oh, I've stepped down into that one plenty of times.
All right, Mr. Schultz. Now, let's see if you can name another river.
The Missouri.
Well, good for you. That's excellent. Wonderful.
No, don't tell me. Just put it down on the report card.
Well, we have 5 rivers now. Can you name the other 3, Mr. Schultz?
Well, there's the Suwannee.
The Suwannee is not an important river, Mr. Schultz.
Oh, Al Schultzman should hear you say that.
Please, Mr. Schultz. Now, who can name the other 3 rivers? Mr. Basco?
Uh-huh.
Miss Pauline, if you wish, I could give you the whole correct answer.
Well, please do, Mr. Olson.
Yeah.
Miss Fordley, shall I name the 8 rivers alphabetically or according to size?
Just call out their names, Olsen, and they'll answer presents.
Oh, keep quiet, Olsen. Learn something. The rivers are the Hudson, the Delaware, the Potomac, the Mississippi, the Ohio, the Missouri, the Columbia, and the Colorado.
Good for you.
I must also add, all the great rivers include the Susquehanna River, the St. Lawrence, the James, the Cumberland River.
Thank goodness he's passing through a dry state now.
You are not jealous of my knowledge of geography. Instead of acting like a yak-ass, why don't you be something like me? Studying and reading and learning. I bet you I have 100 books in my head.
Look at him, what a horrible-looking bookcase.
Mr. Schultz, that will be enough. You could spend more time studying. And that goes for you, too, Mr. Horowitz. And you, Mr. Basco.
Mississippi, the Ohio, the Mr. Hudson.
Mr. Basco, we've had the answer. What are you thinking about, anyway?
Well, excuse me, Miss Spaulding, but as soon as it's going to be New Year's Eve, and I'm going to have enough for money to call my mama on the telephone.
Oh,
poor Luigi. He is homesick.
Stop, Olsen. Luigi is here with us. How can he be homesick? Hi, Luigi. I'm just trying to cheer you up.
Luigi, how much would it cost to make a telephone call from Chicago to Italy?
Well, how much does it cost to make a
telephone call? Yeah, how much?
I was asked the long-distance operator. She told me it's the cost with the government to tax $15 the first 3 minutes, $5 each the next minute.
If you give a hiccup by mistake, you lost $3.
Yes, it is quite expensive. If you should speak to your mother for only 10 minutes, it would cost about $50.
Gee, that's a lot of money for a phone call.
True. But when you want to talk to your mother, $1,000 ain't too much. Thanks, Luigi. I got an idea for you. Why don't you lend the $50 from your friend Pasquale?
Mr. Horowitz, it is not lend. It is borrow $50 from Pasquale.
What's the difference? Either way, he ain't gonna get it.
Luigi, I got it a better idea. Go into Pasquale's store when he's not there and make the call on his telephone.
No, thanks, Schuster. But now I'm gonna know what I'm gonna do. It's hard to get money from a Pasquale. But maybe he's going to let me use his telephone. And when the bill is to come, I'm going to pay him out little by little.
That's a good idea, Luigi.
Luigi, are you a smart cop? Smile. And what if you don't pay him back so quick? What can Pasquale do to you? Can he sue you in court? Can he take away your store? Can he make you marry his daughter, Rosa?
Mr. Kennedy?
About the zooing in the house, I don't know. But about Rosa, on that I can give you my guarantee.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Pasquale, I want to ask you a bigger favor about a New Year's Eve.
Sure, little banana nose. You know anything I've got is yours, and my house, and my food, and my clothes, my daughter Rosa.
Well, Pasquale, thank you very much for your house, your food, and your clothes.
What about my daughter Rosa?
You're welcome. No, Pasquale, please, forget about her.
I will, after you marry her.
Pasquale, I'm going to come here to ask you a bigger favor first, so let us not to fight.
All right. So what's your bigger favor, money?
Well, it's a phone call I'm like to make tomorrow night with your telephone.
All right. So who are you going to call?
Italy.
Well, you crazy people don't call up a country. They call up a people.
Huh?
What are you going to do? Call up Italy and say, hello, Italy. What do you hear from the Alps? That's crazy.
No, Pasquale, you don't give me a chance to explain. I would like to call my mama on a New Year's Eve.
On my telephone, it should cost about $1,000.
No, Pasquale, only about $50. And I'm going to promise you I'm going to pay you back.
Luigi, maybe we'll make a little deal.
Huh?
You know, on the outside, I'm looking like I'm a hard man, but deeper down, you know, I'm filled with the milk of human kindness. And if for you, there's always a couple of bigger squints.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. You're the biggest squirt I know.
That's the funny thing. And when I'm a saying, it's to come out a different.
Yeah, but Pasquale, what is it, Mr. Dealer, you was talking about?
Well, Luigi, it's a strictly business. I'm willing to lend you the $50 for my own personal loan company. The Pasquale Finance Corporation.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale.
And as long as it's going to be business, you got to have a co-signer. Somebody who's married.
Well, all right, I'm going to get a shoes.
No, it must be a female married, the co-signer.
Well, all right, Mrs. Schultz.
Also, she's got to be married to my son-in-law, and his name is got to be Luigi.
Pasquale, you mean it to get us some money? I'm gonna marry Rosa.
I love my son. Goodbye, Papa.
No, Pasquale, you give me a good idea. I'm gonna to the real finance company and get to this loan of myself.
Who's gonna give me you a loan, you broken darling? Wait. Luigi, I'm not got no hard feelings. Matter of fact, I'm got a bigger pull with the businessman to loan the company on a fourth of an airborne.
Huh?
You get down there right away now. You mention my name as your co-signer. You get the money in a minute.
Oh, thank you, Pasquale. I'm glad you're no matter to me. I'm going to down there right now.
Sure. Go. Sure, I'm going to help him get that money. And we're just giving him enough rope so he's electrocuted himself. Hello, a businessman who owns a company? Oh, Mr. Fantetti, hello, that's a Pasquale. I'm just to send a friend down to see you. His name is Luigi Bosco. He's a very nice little pumpkin head. I'm going to co-sign his loan for him because he's got a very fine character. Oh, yes, he's just got a new job. He's working in a pool room. Also, in his spare time, he's laying a chicky for a floating the crab game. Oh, this boy's a full of talent, yes. Huh? And what he wants to use the loan of money for? Well, you see, right now he's a little short, but I guarantee if he's a horse who wins the race, you're going to get all your money back with interest. You going to give the loan? Hello? They hung up on me. I wonder why.
And now for the second act of Luigi Vasco's Adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
And so, Mamma Mia, I'm a winter to that loan company. Sign out the side as it said, the business man's loan company. Who will lend you $100 on your signature? I figured out I'm going write only my first and I'm going to take a 50. But then a man on the side is asking me a lot of questions. How much money am I got in the bank? Stocks, bonds, and insurance. Then he's add up all of these things and he's find out I'm worth nothing. This I could have told him when I walked in. But then he says, who's your co-signer? And I'm told him a Pasquale. Next thing I know, I'm on the street, the car going home. Well, Mamma Mia, in a few more hours, is it going to be New Year's Eve. And a lot of Americans, they're going to be telephoning their mamas to say hello. But not to me, because I'm still not able to get money for the phone call.
Luigi, my fellow boob.
Hello, Schultz.
Well, how did you make it out, Miss Pasquale?
Schultz, I'm not understanding what's happening. Because I'm no one to marry Rosa. He's no one to give him the money, so he's sending me to the finance company. But they don't want to lend me the money to anybody who's a shiny shoes in a pool room and is a co-signer is a horse.
Ach, Luigi, are you for shimmers?
So what am I going to do? I'm feeling terrible.
What can you do? Smile, Luigi. So if it ain't this year, maybe you'll call her next year. Anyway, I ain't going to let you be so depressed. Tonight, me and my happy little family, we are having a New Year's Eve party, and you are going to join us.
Well, thanks, sister, but I'm going to...
Stop! You're going to love it! But there'll be me, my wife, my three children, Cousin Hugo, Uncle Tom, my brother Wolfgang, his wife, their two children, Uncle Carl, Aunt Frieda, the four little nephews, my grandfather Max, his girlfriend, and the rest of the family.
But Schultz, you only got two rooms. How you going to make a room for so much people?
It's New Year's Eve, so we raise the roof. Smile, Luigi. But what do you say? Are you coming to my party?
Sure, it's nice you should invite me, but...
No, but... Ah, Luigi, we got it such fun every New Year's Eve. There will be food and drink and balloons and crazy hats and horns and the radio all but playing and the kids hollering.
Yeah, but sure, so what about the neighbors?
Let them make their own party. Oh, Luigi, we got a good fun at 12 o'clock sharp. Grandpa Max goes around and kisses everybody in the room. Oh, and when he does that, I laugh hysterically.
Why, sure,
his beard tickles my chin.
Ah, Luigi, I see it's no use. That phone call is on your mind. But remember, any time tonight, the fun is waiting for you.
Well, thank you, sure.
Good, good. Now, give me a smile before I leave.
Ah, that's better. Now, be like me, Luigi. Happy. Always laughing.
My rheumatism is killing me.
Well, soon everybody's going to be calling their mamas and not to me. If the telephone company was only to know how much I'm a miss of this, they would surely lend me one long distance to call. They would lend me one long distance to call. Sure, why not? Mamma mia, it's only 4 o'clock. The companies are not closing yet. I'm going to go to downtown right now and talk with the president of the telephone company. Oh, look at the streets. Already people are starting to celebrate. Oh, there's the telephone company. Hmm, this is so big. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 12, 15, 16 windows in the ground floor. Well, there's no use to stand outside. I'm going. Pardon me, lady.
Yes?
You working for this telephone company?
That's right. I'm a chief operator.
I'm a Luigi Vasco, state the 42701. Are you recognizing my voice?
Pardon me. I've got to report for duty upstairs. Whom do you wish to see?
Well, I was thinking I would like to see the president, a fellow who's the owner of the telephones, Mr. Bell.
Mr. Bell? Oh, you can't be serious. He died years ago.
Oh, poor fella. Then maybe I can see Mrs. Bell.
She's dead, too.
Mr. and Mrs. Bell, they had some sons?
Well, I would imagine so.
Well, good. Then please, maybe I'll speak to one of the Bell boys.
Maybe I could help you if you told me what you came here about.
Well, it's about a telephone call. It's a telephone call I'm a borrow because it's as soon as New Year's Eve. And I ain't the guy to cash it to pay for long distance to call it to my mama and me in Italy.
Oh, well... Are you a customer?
Oh, sure. Whenever I'm going to make a call, I'm going to use only the telephone.
I think the man you want to see is Mr. Hawkins. His office is right down the hall.
Oh, thank you, honey. You know, you're a very pretty girl.
Thank you. What did you say was your problem?
That's all right. I'm going to see the man. Mr. Hawkins. Hope he's a nice man. What is a hurt to nothing to ask? Ah, here. Robert E. Hawkins, general manager. Man who manages the generals must be pretty important. Well, I'm going.
Yes?
Hello.
Who are you?
Luigi Basco, state the 42701. Remember? Every month are you sending me a bill?
Well, have a seat, Mr. Basco. I'll join you in a minute.
What?
I said, have a seat. I'll join you in a minute.
You think this chair is going to hold the both of us?
Now, Mr. Basco, you came here for a reason. What is it?
Oh, it's a very important one, Mr. Hopkins. It's a very big affair I'm going to ask you.
Yes?
Oh, thank you. I didn't think you would say yes so quick.
Mr. Basco, what did you come here for?
Well, 2 hours is going to be New Year's Eve. And everybody, they're going to call up with their mamas to wish them a happy New Year.
Yes, that's very true. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do that very thing myself.
Well, I'm going to telephone to Mr. Hawkins, and I'm going to like to call my mom in Italy. But is it going to cost the $50?
I get it.
Oh, no, you're not going to get it because I'm going to get it. You see, $50 is more than I can afford to pay in 1 month.
Well, what did you expect me to do about it?
Lend me the telephone and call.
What?
Sure. Just a dollar put on the bill. And instead, I'm going to pay you out the $4.50 a month for a year. Or maybe, if you like, every week, I'm going to bring a dollar to your house.
Tabasco, please.
Don't say no. I'm going to give you $3 a deposit right now.
I can't.
But then I'm not talking to my mom for 10 minutes. I'm talking for 8 minutes.
No.
Wait. I'm going to ask her about Uncle Pietro and his goat. So it's going to take only 5 minutes.
Mr. Basco.
How much does it cost if I'm just to say hello and a goodbye?
I'm very sorry, Mr. Basco. Really, I'd like to help you out, but I'm part of a big business concern, and things aren't done that way.
I'm understanding, Mr. Hawkins.
No hard feelings, I trust.
You trust? Oh, good. I'm going to pay you back every week.
Basco, I'm afraid you misunderstood. I can't help you.
Huh? Oh. Well, goodbye, Mr. Hawkins. And just the same as always, I'm still going to do all of my telephone business with your company. Goodbye. Mamma mia, I'm going to try everything, but it looks like it's no use. I'm not going to be able to make it a call. Well, and now I'm going to go outside and go home. Oh, look at all the cars. Still not the 12 o'clock at midnight already. Everybody's in the streets.
Happy New Year, buddy.
Thank you, and a Happy New Year to you, too.
What'd you say?
Nothing.
What's the matter? You a wise guy?
No.
You want to start a fight?
No, I want to go home.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, lady. Happy New Year. Well, I'm open up. Going to my store, maybe go to sleep.
Hi, buddy. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Hey, wait. Let's celebrate. How's about a night cap?
No, thanks. I'm a never sleeper with a hat.
Hey, you're in a worse condition than I am.
Excuse me. I'm going inside of my store.
Hello, what's your hurry? What's your hurry?
Oh, it's so bad. Poor man, is there something wrong?
No. It's just that every New Year's Eve, I get to think of my mother. Oh, my mother, she was just like a father to me. My father, he was just like a mother to me. You know, for the last 3 years, I've been going to a psychoanalyst. And that's no good.
Why?
He's just like a brother to me.
Well, that's too bad. Happy New Year, and I hope everything is straightened out for you.
Straighten out? Ain't I stiff enough?
Well, I... Poor man, I'm a better drag him in a hallway.
Luigi, that's no way to get a money for a telephone call, rolling the drunks.
No, Pasquale. I'm going to give up all ideas about the phone call. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going into my store and I'll go to sleep.
Sleep? For what are you talking? A few minutes, it's going to be midnight. Let's celebrate.
No, Pasquale, I'm going to feel like to celebrate.
Oh, stop. But don't say such a thing. Let's me and you and Rosa, we go walking on a Michigan Boulevard. We watch Rosa push the crowd a little, eh? Don't answer, I'll call her in now. Rosa! 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 Yes, my little Cupid doll. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, any minute is going to be 12 o'clock. What are you going to do?
Same as last year, Papa.
What's it after?
You hold Luigi and I'll kiss him.
Right. And then, 12 o'clock. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! All right, listen, they're ringing out at 12 o'clock. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Pasquale, please, you close the door, huh?
All right. Listen, Luigi, just because he's American, accustomed on a New Year's Eve for a son to call his mama, that's the meaning you've got to do it. The whole thing is a trick put out by the telephone company. Now, forget about it. Hey, it's a telephone. Luigi, answer your telephone.
Hey, so maybe Schultz wants I should have come to his party. I'm going to feel like it.
Oh, Schultz. Well, forget about it. He's giving up. Let's just start again. Luigi, answer, please, to the telephone.
Well, all right, sir. Hello? Yeah, it's Luigi Bosco, 21 and other Holster Street. What, sir? Who's the calling to me?
Here, Sonny. Here, hold on.
Come, Rosa, let's go.
Yeah, sure, I'm a Holland. Mamma mia. Oh, how wonderful. Mamma mia, how you feel, huh? Yeah. Isn't it a wonderful telephone? Yeah, sounds like we're next door to each other. Mamma mia, how you feel? That's good, good. And I have Santa Margarita and Uncle Pietro. And it's a goat. Oh, the goat is still not married. Mamma mia, it's beautiful to hear your voice. This is so nice, Mamma. Wait. Hey, who's the pay for this telephone call? Pasquale, is a surprise to me? No? Then wait. That a man from a telephone company, he's a fix-up? No? Then, Mamma mia, how is it possible? Who's the paid? What? Out of towns of people are from Castellamare? Why? Oh, I'm forgot. In the Castellamare, is it the custom on a New Year's Eve? The mom should call the son.
This is CBS Columbia broadcasting this. Thank you.